97 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. The House Rules Committee is still meeting to discuss whether to move forward with the GOP tax plan. They convened more than 7 hours ago in the middle of the night. A fifth man is back in custody after 10 prisoners at a New Orleans jail slipped through a hole behind a toilet and escaped Friday. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the latest person to be recaptured.
Corey Boyd was being held in the killing of a man during a car break-in last year. The five other escapees still on the run are likewise considered dangerous.
They're witnesses and victims, and all of those people are very rightfully very unnerved by all of this.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell.
Time is of the essence, and we are doing everything within our power.
A jail maintenance worker has been arrested on charges of aiding in the escape. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The comedy world is remembering George Wendt, best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Wendt passed away at the age of 76. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Milk from Wisconsin farms will now have to be tested for the H5N1 virus, or bird flu. The tests are a new requirement from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and could get underway later this week. Adam Brock from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture.
Roughly, you're looking at about 1,250 samples a week once we get rolling. So there will be a ramp up so that we have time to just make sure that we're getting samples in. There's no issues with the process.
Brock says these tests are important to keep the milk supply safe. If the virus is found, pasteurization will kill it and the milk can still be used commercially. Those test results will also help with treatment for the cows infected. The CDC has identified multiple cases where humans got bird flu from dairy cows. The first was over a year ago in Texas. And Wisconsin lawmakers are considering regulations on AI images. And it passed the state Senate with a bipartisan unanimous vote. But Congress is working on its own law that could ban all these regulations in the first place. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Sharing AI-generated deepfake images could soon be a felony in Wisconsin. The state Senate approved a measure in a unanimous vote last week. The senator who authored the bill says the law is needed to keep up with technology and to protect people from harassment and intimidation. The bill now moves to the Assembly for further debate.
Meanwhile, Congress is considering a bill that includes many of the priorities for President Donald Trump. And in that bill, Republicans added a provision that would ban states from attempting to regulate AI for 10 years. More than 100 organizations have signed on to a letter to Congress saying not allowing states to implement and enforce their own laws on AI could cause harm. Trump has already rolled back some AI rules put in place by former President Joe Biden. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Home runs for the crew.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles in Milwaukee last night 5-2. Home runs from Reese Hoskins, Bryce Turang, and Sal Frelick.
I feel like I'm swinging it good. I mean, the home run swing, kind of just like the whole inning, how that transpired, just the guys before me. You got Reese busting out of the box on a pop-up that he gets the second on, Isaac getting him over, which then allows me to go up there and, you know, try to hit a fly ball or other at-bats. You know, that's never my credit to the other guys in the lineup.
The Brewers have now won 3 in a row and will go for the sweep. Baltimore has now lost 8 in a row, even after firing their manager over the weekend. In college football, Wisconsin waiting to learn if some recruits will commit to playing for the Badgers next year. Defensive coordinator Jim Tressel on what he sees so far from his defensive front.
One thing I'm seeing is a lot of confidence in the defensive front's ability to be tough and difference makers. How physical they're playing, because offensive line doesn't know if they're going to get hit in the mouth or if they're going to get shook a little bit.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight, we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature 44. The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's
wrong
obsessed
with
a man in uniform?
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're here. The truck's here. Bring the kids.
The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome artist and co-director of the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, Shane McAdam. And Travel Wisconsin's senior communication specialist, Logan Rogie, talks about upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Rest in peace, George Wendt.
Yeah.
That officially, we can't have nice things anymore.
It's official.
We can't have Norm from Cheers. We can't. We have an opportunity to die of COVID again.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. We're going to limit the vaccines. We'll get into all that. Our director of Homeland Security does not know what habeas corpus is. What else? Trump almost walked directly into a wall, but we're still talking about Joe Biden being old.
Yeah, I saw that video of him almost. I mean, he almost hit it.
Yeah, he makes no sense on any given day on any subject. They're trying to slash your Medicare and your Medicaid and take away all your health insurance over in the middle of the night. The Republicans are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really being reported anywhere because, can I just say, Jody, today's the day. I officially have given up on corporate media.
I'm with you.
Somebody said the same thing. Like, sometimes the TV's still on MSNBC in my little bathroom because it was, because I was watching Nicole. And there he is, Jake Tapper, on Morning Joe. You can't go to CNN because literally the governor of Kentucky is trying to talk about people dying and being devastated and getting no help from FEMA in Kentucky. And literally the anchor goes, well, I have to ask you about my colleague Jake Tapper's book. I'm like,
what are their producers thinking?
Oh, my God.
If I was the on-air anchor, I would have ignored that little note from my producer.
Yes, much like I ignored the note, ask Lauren McCall about Bogey at my peril. Anyway.
Yeah, you should ignore those things.
I should have ignored that, but I did not.
When the guest asks you not to ask that, then you ignore the producer.
I was a terrified baby host, and I was like, okay. I'm sure she won't be mad.
When my sisters and I were interviewed by Mike Wallace, Carrie literally said, I don't want to talk about, because this was in 1994.
Yeah.
And the producer came and whispered in his ear while we were being interviewed, and he went, no, I'm not asking that.
Yes, no, I'm not going to do that. I hated the thing in my ear.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah, it's annoying.
I had actually made them take it out on one of my shows. I'm like, stop talking to me while I'm trying to talk. I can't talk while someone's like, ah, go. Because some producers are very chatty. They're like, I'm crazy enough and have enough voices in my head as it is.
There's a whole jingle about the voices in your head.
Yes. Isn't there?
It's Frangelis.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
That's true. Yeah, I never know if I'm calling Frangela or just in my head. Okay. So where do we even start, Jody? As I said this morning, again, we don't know what George Wendt died of, but this is just so beyond disgusting what they're doing to Biden. And as I told you, we just found out from Randy Rhodes yesterday. She has lung cancer.
Yeah.
She posted on Substack. I urge you to follow her Substack and support her. She had previously beaten breast cancer, so this is, she wrote a whole piece about it, that her, it's a new cancer. She has a lung cancer. They're not sure if it is also metastasized to her breast, but her whole Substack about the health system, and you know this, Jody, and your sister died of lung cancer, and that's why, my mom survived breast cancer. I mean, almost everybody has a story, I would think, right?
Well, my friend Shelley Morrison, who played the maid on Will and Grace, whose the character's name is escaping me.
Yeah.
She was friends of ours, and she lost a breast and a lung. She had lung cancer and breast cancer. And so, I mean, we were hopeful with Carrie because Shelley was at the hospital almost daily.
Well, I mean, here's the thing where, you know, this all comes together, is that, you know, Randy had the same doctor for 10 years, and she said despite having a history, she'd survived breast cancer and that she had been a smoker. She stopped 4 years ago.
Right.
She said they didn't screen me for lung cancer. And this is the thing you said yesterday, Jody, and Glenna said, hey, morning, Joe, there is actually a good reason Biden didn't have a PSA test since 2014. Doctors don't recommend men get them after age 70. Maybe do some research before you go off and start blaming people. And they probably should have.
Yeah, but if he hadn't a history of it, then you're not going to be worried about it.
Yeah, and thank you, Katie Couric and Anna Navarro. They both have husbands that have, you know, actually, Anna's husband survived prostate cancer.
Right.
And, but just putting out real information about how this happens and why, and that, you know, saying he knew about it is just another level of despicable, that he hit it or he didn't. He didn't get it treated, really? Like, that's insane.
Of all people, he would have gotten it treated.
Of course. And this one, I just love this post because, as we're talking about, and now it's personal again with our beloved Randy Rhodes, is going through this this battle that, you know, I think the lung one is inoperable, and it's... You know, I know she wanted to tell her fans first, so I didn't. I read it in Substack. You know, we've been in touch, but I wanted her to. She had to talk
to
Jessica,
her.
Her kid, and she
wanted to.
Yeah, and she wanted to. Again, it's everybody's personal journey to share the way they want to.
Absolutely.
But I just thought this was so dead on in light of all of this despicable Biden coverage. They said, reminder, Joe Biden is not going to read all your callous, vicious comments about how cancer is karma for bad people and how happy you are about the suffering and pain he'll endure, but cancer survivors will read them, and people who have just been diagnosed will read them, and people who are watching someone they love wasting away from it will read them, and people who've buried their spouses, children, or parents because they didn't survive it will read them. So stop being awful. That's what I would say. Stop being awful. Can you just stop being awful for a minute?
Well, yeah, and Randy quit smoking 4 years ago.
Right.
I mean, I quit in 2001, so my doctor is like, she'll probably do a scan or order it when I'm 60, just to double check.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she quit 4 years ago. She should have been scanned the previous 6 years while she was still smoking.
And how many more people are going to... I can't wait to talk to Dr. Redliner. How many more people are going to die?
So
because
many.
They're going to limit... I mean, you and I were saying, you know, this. We pay a fortune for our health insurance. I want the vaccine. Like, I don't know what the rules are going to be.
They're saying under 65, you can't get it. And
that's like bull. You have some... So if you want to survive, you're going to have to lie. Say yes, I mean, that's the only thing you could. And also, insurance companies actually save a lot of money by vaccinating so people don't get sick with COVID. So I don't know how this is all going to work. But if they're going to, and then the thing is, naturally, a lot less people are going to get it if it's either not available as readily or it's not covered. But what an insane, between that and slashing, and they're lying about that they're not slashing Medicare and Medicaid. And all they're covering is this stupid book. And it's making me cry. I understand now Glenn Kirshner and others going, I've had it with corporate media.
Yeah.
I can't turn to CNN. They're hawking this stupid book, you know, because they all hang out with each other. There he is on the liberal network. I mean, it was already disgusting that, you know, Morning Joe previously had on doctors speculating about how long he's had it and blah, blah, blah. Well, again, I think Katie Couric said it. He said how long he's had it. Is not the point. Saying he knew and hit it is something entirely different. He clearly didn't.
Of course not.
It's just like, to be so callous about anybody's cancer journey and how they found out. Like, you know, particularly his family, you know, in light of, anyway. All right, so I guess we officially cannot have nice things. Bobby Kennedy Jr. has apparently not been, those hearings, he doesn't know anything about any of the cuts. Apparently no one told him, though he's the head of Health and Human Services. Marco Rubio also does not understand Photoshop and tried to tell Chris Van Hollen that he had a margarita with Garcia, who he continued to lie about. Did I miss anything else? Christine Noem didn't know what a habeas corpus is. Am I missing any other disaster just from yesterday? Also, and then we have just because the theme now is we can't have nice things, including Norm from Cheers, we have a new segment, and that is making Bella cry about concert tickets prices in the 70s.
Don't cry.
Oh, update on my concert tickets.
Did you get them?
So here's the thing. I tried to get tickets for the GA Pit. They were $100 for the Greek Theater.
That's
which
not too bad.
Not too bad.
For the Pit, that's not bad at all.
I put the tickets in my cart buying for my friends, and they're like, oh, sorry, GA sold out. So I go to the next section. Oh, sorry, those tickets are gone. Oh. Kept going up and up and up, clicking too many times. The website thought I was a bot, and I got kicked off from the ticket site.
Oh, no.
So I had my friend get them.
You're going to have to hit the nostalgia music now, and this is where we... See, we told you that people would turn on Bella eventually. They all love her, love her, love her. Great, great, great. Now, it's all about making the baby cry. John in San Francisco. Hey, Steph. He's going anymore. It's 1960s concert prices for Bella.
Don't even.
Oh, dear.
You don't want to know. You don't
want
to know.
Hi, Steph. This will make Bella ill. We need to find her a time machine. Fillmore Auditorium, San Francisco. That's where Sexy Liberal played and sold out.
Yay. They played there.
The price of admission was $2.
Oh, my God.
The lineups included the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, Janis Joplin, the Yardbirds, the Kinks, Jimi Hendrix, Cream, The Doors, and many, many more.
Oh,
all the
God.
Top bands of the mid-60s every single weekend. Did I mention $2? Back when music was awesome and not an expensive luxury. I mean, we're not going to be able to leave the house anymore anyway because COVID will be back. So I guess, you know, that's the silver lining about not being able to afford concert tickets. Oh, no, we're not done with
it. Oh, no, there's more. There's more.
Oh, people all over the Twitters and the blue skies. I'm sorry.
Guys.
I'm sorry. Bruce says, my parents' blessed memory brought me a ticket for the Beatles concert at Dodger Stadium for
$6. Oh, my God. I've seen that concert.
It was in the reserve section between third and home plate.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, dear. Robert says, first concert ticket I bought, Kiss, 1977. It was $5.75. And I Googled, because all I remember is my mom saying, oh, Steffi, your Geekwood flat tickets have arrived. And that was, I'm going to say, 1979, which is weird.
You weren't even born yet.
Let's just say that was the year I graduated high school, though we all know it was actually
2 years before
1999.
Right.
Yeah, it was 19. I partied like it was 1999, because it was 1999
when you graduated
high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I had graduated in 1979... I just Googled it. In 1979, Fleetwood Mac concert tickets typically range from $12 to $14 per ticket.
Wow.
This was a
movie
common
theater
price.
Tickets were only
$5,
you know.
This was a common price range for concerts at the time, though some bands might have charged slightly more or less. For example, in 1975, Elton John charged $10 for a show. Yes, tickets for major acts in the 70s cost between $3.50 and... Whew, if you couldn't come up with that extra 50 cents, boy, you were. And $10, with some popular artists like Elton John and Bruce Springsteen charging around $10 for a show. June 1980. Hang on, this is Fran in upstate. Eagles, Heart, Little River Band, Giant Stadium, $35. And
wow.
We thought that was Buco bucks. Yeah, that
was
$10.
Like when I saw The Who in 1980, we got floor seats and we were like 10th row, so we were really close to the stage. Those were $100.
Yeah.
But you know what? Bella, also audience of liberal helpers. They're not just going to leave you hanging out here with a problem without a solution.
Oh, God.
Matt said, hey, Bella could flex her media credentials and get those Beyonce tickets through her media credentials. Yeah, have you thought of telling Beyonce that you work for Stephanie Miller in her basement?
I think that would work.
How's that?
Try.
Yeah.
You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, give that
we
a
need
shot.
You get, we need to get you a press pass with her logo.
Yeah.
We'll get her a little cub reporter hat with a press.
I had a press thing on one of my my bio pictures years ago.
Run that by Beyonce. See what she thinks.
Hey, girl, again. You think this whole thing?
Once again, people vastly overestimating this whole empire.
I double dog dare you. We should make. I have a laminating machine. We can make a total laminate that says Stephanie Miller Media.
If I could get
you know
passes,
what you know
yeah.
what actually being Stephanie Miller gets for me nothing.
You might try media.
The cast system I'm working for.
Stephanie Miller.
No. Computers
computer says no.
No. All right. Speaking of great musicians, who said Bruce Springsteen and thousands of musicians think you are ruining America? You worry about that instead of dying kids in Gaza. That's your problem. I'm not scared of you. Neither are the rest of us. You shut down FEMA when we needed it most. That's your problem, Trump. Stop thinking about what rockers are saying. Think about saving America from the mess you made.
The Partridge Family.
No, that was Neil Young.
Awesome. Nice Canadian
and
boy.
I hope a Southern man will remember. You really do need... Neil Young around. Anyhow. How.
Chris just texted us his Lollapalooza ticket from 1991. $22.
Oh, Chris. Thanks, Chris.
Chris is answering the phones, by the way.
If you want to insult him in person.
If you have any thoughts on his history of wrongness, call now. 323-410-0458.
Oh, no.
All right. Kristen and her mom are up. So, Chris, on his vacation
his
week
on
is
on his filling. Vacation is
so
doing
be
this.
Nice.
Thank
be
you,
nice.
Chris.
Be Thank nice. You, Chris. Sir, I'm going to. You understand how much work this is that he does. Oh, my God.
It is a lot.
My chiffon and my wig are both wet, and I've only been doing 1/8 of this job for 2 days. You two, if you were here. Woo! Okay. Nonetheless, it is Man Meat Wednesday.
It is.
We have Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, and Carlos Alzaraki all coming up 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Whee!
It's my anti-creaky medicine. I'm not so creaky, you know. I did 43 miles on my bicycle last Saturday, 50 miles the Saturday before.
That's crazy talk.
Why? Collagen. Just telling you. If you're over 50.
Say, you're not. You're not in your 50s.
Say you weren't didn't graduate in 1999 like I did.
Wink.
If you're experiencing stiffness, joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. Collagen, it can accelerate aging from the inside out. A lot of our collagen levels by age 50 have dropped over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, other visible signs of aging. There is a new breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. You could turn back time, Cher, you could. With some Native Path Collagen. It's not a generic supplement. It is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide. It is helping both men and women strengthen bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness, on and on and on. Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. The supplies are limited. Demand is surging. Go now to getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
We have to keep our country gate dripping.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Well, Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, save up to 40% statewide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested, free from artificial dyes and fillers, just clean, powerful, plant-based taste relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. And they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. Now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Type in VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, that was me in 1997. Okay. You act like that was weird for me to just throw a stuffed animal and go, get the kangaroo!
That was interesting.
That's the most sane conversation I've had with my dogs in quite some time. Yeah, it's good that we're all going to die of COVID again, because... just because I was going to say, because I don't leave my house anyway. It's kind of pretty much my social life. It's pretty much COVID era anyway. Can't afford concert tickets. What else? Oh, the hours I'm not here, I spend, well, we do two hikes a day because they're needy little exercise freaks like me. So we do two hikes a day, and then the rest of the time they're physically implanted on my body.
Right.
Bella, you've watched them. They're physically on your, with your chair or a bed. They're just...
Oh, yeah, my cats were all over me yesterday during two shows. One during Bob's and the other one during
Jody did 17 shows yesterday, and I hope you listen to each and every one of them. It is more important than ever to support independent media like this show and Jody Hamilton and Bob Seska, who's coming up. I'm done, man. I'm done. There's no safe space.
No.
You can't go even to the liberal network in the morning without seeing this bull Biden book. Oh, this happened yesterday, in case anyone cares. This is a thing that Bobby Kennedy said. Only very sick kids should die from measles.
What does that mean?
Neil says, no, Secretary Kennedy, no child should die from measles because there's a vaccine to prevent it. Oh, my God. Okay, Karen in Chicago, help mommy. Help me help you. Hi.
Oh, can you? I can't help you after that. That is just, what the F? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I just want to say love and light to Randy. Yeah. You know, it is very surprising, though, that her doctor wasn't doing regular screening. My mom smoked for, 40 years.
Yeah.
And she was, I mean, you know, because that was the thing, right? That's what everybody did. But she quit after 40 years, and her doctor was on it. You know, there was a family history of cancer, and they she received regular screening.
It's a whole indictment of our healthcare system, in my opinion. Bob Seska next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The number just keeps getting higher. The National Weather Service has confirmed even more tornadoes hit Wisconsin last week as they surveyed the damage from that big storm system. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39, but surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island Estate Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And it may get a little easier for some Madison schools to have substitute teachers. The Madison School Board approved a plan this week that allows them to hire 10 extra subs, and those 10 subs can only work at the 10 schools that often have the hardest time finding them. They still have to decide which 10 schools will have access to these extra subs. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight, we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature 44.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Joining us next time, we'll be on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn in Dane County, talking plants and Badger Honor Flight. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
So, Secretary Noem, what is habeas corpus?
Well, habeas corpus is a constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country
Habeas corpus, excuse me, that's incorrect.
President Lincoln used it.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Habeas corpus is the legal principle mm-hmm. that requires that the government provide a public reason for detaining and imprisoning people. If not for that protection, the government could simply arrest people, including American citizens, and hold them indefinitely for no reason.
Thank you, Maggie Hassan. No, wrong, wrong, wrong! Ice Barbie! By the way, did you see she teared up a little bit? Oh, yeah.
I was.
Did you know?
I'm pretty! Are you not? I'm not supposed to know stuff. I never had to know stuff in school. I'm pretty!
What, did you notice her skin kind of is pocky?
Compared to Bobby Kennedy, I don't know.
It's close. She just wears better makeup.
All right, lots of people with this Tapper book. Tapper, Tapper, Tapper. Is this on media? Is journalism alive? Are saying they're done with corporate media. Josh says, least time on local radio stations use already successful progressive programming to promote the message. Tom Harmon, Stephanie Miller, among others. I'm going to say the new Politics Bar with Jody Hamilton and this guy, the cornerstone.
Speaking of dreamy hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow. The
money. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Good morning, Stephanie. Yeah, you know, Christy Noem made two mistakes yesterday.
Two?
And the first one was obviously not knowing what habeas corpus is. It's kind of her wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. She's the Secretary of Homeland Security who's involved in deporting all these people and denying them of due process, denying them of habeas rights. Maybe she should know this. The second thing is, her other mistake was she answered the question. What we have learned from Donald Trump is you never answer the question. So what Donald Trump would do if he were asked what habeas corpus is, he would go, well, what a stupid question.
It's a
you know,
corp,
you're very poorly rated. You know, you're a disaster. And he just started attacking the questioner.
Where are you
what
from?
That's what Christy Noem should have done. Yeah.
Oh, sure. NBC. Yeah. Okay. It's a corpus that used to be habeas. And also, yeah, something which is... Yes,
it's
Jody.
A corpus that used to be habeas. That's exactly what he would do. What is habeas corpus, Mr. President? Well, it's a habeas and it's a corpus. And combined, they're habeas and corpus.
Did you see him walk into a wall yesterday, Mike Johnson? That he
yes.
Like, how many signings has he left without signing the thing? How much dementia has been exhibited in just the last 2 days?
Yes, Jody. Representative Jerry Connolly has died from cancer.
Ay.
All that. So much. I mean, my God, this disease. Yeah, I was saying, I was ranting on my show yesterday about this. My idealistic side came up and I was like, you know, this disease affects us all. It seems like it's surrounding the news this morning.
Yes.
And I feel like we as not just Americans, but as humanity should make eradicating this disease a higher priority in terms of our politics, in terms of our economics, obviously in terms of our healthcare system. Why it's not like the number one priority every time issues are discussed is just beyond me.
It's beyond imagination that they're cutting cancer funding. They're cutting Medicare, Medicaid, their research on and on. I mean, this happened yesterday. This is Bobby Kennedy. So Christy Noem doesn't know what habeas corpus is. The director of Health and Human Services, take a listen to this. This is Bobby Jr. yesterday.
His source of hope is this research that you unfortunately are terminating. How can we possibly address his concerns and give hope to people across the country who are suffering from so many diseases when our government is cutting back on that research?
As I said, Senator, I do not know about any cuts to ALS research, and I'm happy to meet with you.
I just read them to you.
I will have to go and talk with Jay Bhattacharya and find out what the rationale was for those cuts. I just don't know about them until you told me about them at this moment.
Marco
Notorious
Rubio,
liar.
Do you know that all the people that bought the president's meme coin are, you know, going to a dinner, all these foreign, you know, whoever are going to this dinner for what? Marco Rubio, no, I'm not aware of that. I mean, that's it. None of them are aware of anything, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, plus, and RFK Jr. has proved himself to be just the one of the biggest liars in Washington, D.C., where there's an entire montage of clips that John Oliver played on his show of RFK just making up statistics, making up percentages about health, making up numbers that have no bearing in reality whatsoever. He's one of these, like, YouTube bro scientists who just comes up with nonsense, thinks they know everything about medicine and health, and doesn't know anything. And just what they don't know, they fill in with with lies. And that's RFK Jr.
And somebody talked about, you know, the specificity that Trump does, like, with numbers that are just complete lies. But the press just eats it up because, oh, it sounds really like he knows. Yeah. And he doesn't. I mean, this one yesterday, Trump said, the economy's doing great. Stock market higher now than when I came to office. We've had no inflation. There's no inflation. Gasoline's way down. Fact check, the stock market was higher when Joe Biden left office. Definitely, we still have inflation. Grocery prices have risen. Gasoline is not way down. I mean, just every single time he speaks, right?
Yeah, and going back to Donald Trump's worsening mental decline and walking into walls and things like that, that's just the beginning of the list. We can go back to 2018 when he was slurring that speech about Jerusalem and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and he was, God bless the United States and all that stuff. Yeah. And so
yes, God
there
bless
are so many
States.
Examples of that where they're covering up his medical condition
time and time again.
God bless the United States.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Dr. Bornstein, the late Dr. Bornstein, admitted that Donald Trump dictated his own medical records while sitting in a limo outside Dr. Bornstein's office. There was just a report last week indicating that the White House is only posting 20% of Donald Trump's public remarks. What are they covering up?
Yes.
Because it's happening
it's
every
gobbledygook.
Week. There seems to be another story about this.
Dr.
And
Bornstein.
And there's only one book. Only one Jake Tapper book, and it's about Joe Biden, who isn't even president anymore, who's not the fascist authoritarian, unraveling the United States government and destabilizing our society and our economy. Mm-hmm. And that's, to me, that's exactly where I land on this. If you're going to do a book about Joe Biden's mental decline, do a book about Donald Trump's mental decline, because I assure you there's way more evidence showing that, and evidence we can see on video.
Because we have eyes and ears.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Bornstein, who ended up dead. Accident, or was it murder? Thank you, Jody. All right.
Yeah, I mean, how many short circuits did we see during his rallies where he says the... I mean, I play the one on my show all the time where he can't even name the name of his own social media app, where he calls it Truth Central, which isn't even close. I guess he got one of the words right.
This was yesterday. You campaigned on lowering the price of groceries. How can you justify cutting food assistance in this bill, Trump? The cut's going to give everybody much more food.
Yes, okay.
The
sure,
thing about
Grandpa.
Groceries that he said to the Middle East, who was the leader in the Middle East? The groceries and I. It's a
oh,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. The president of the UAE, I believe it was. Yeah.
Okay. So I saved the nerd one for you. David said Palpatine is building a second Death Star, but Jake Tapper's writing a book about Yoda being too old.
That's accurate. That's for you, nerd.
Right. I love that.
That's accurate.
Yeah. The Death Star is going to be loaded with listening devices, and this is just another thing that gets piled onto the slag heap. And I wonder if anyone even cares about that anymore. You know, it seems like it's not resonating, and it should. All these things should be resonating. The story that I think is getting brushed off as being a distraction about Beyonce and Oprah and Bono and Bruce Springsteen, that's actually kind of serious, because that's the president threatening prosecutions against people who opposed him in an election.
Did you see the video of the congresswoman they're charging? She obviously was caught in a scrum. You know, I had to watch Tom Homan with a straight, well, not straight face, it's a straight Easter egg. Ham face, but he does look exactly like an Easter ham with eyes. But my point is, Bob, he's with a straight face saying, we take very seriously, you know, anyone assaulting a police officer. After they just pardoned all the January 6th terrorists, paid off Ashley Babbitt's family, and literally, first of all, it's her job to do oversight. And she didn't storm the building. She's allowed to be in there. She's obviously in the middle of a scrum, so some ICE agents pushing other ICE agents into her is her assaulting officers. I mean, it's just...
Well, this is the Trump MO. What happens with Donald Trump is all he needs is the slightest shred or appearance of something, and then he can extrapolate out the rest. He can fill in the blanks with disinformation and lies. That's what the whole thing with Zelensky and Burisma and investigating Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. That was just, he actually said to Zelensky, just announce an investigation and I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah.
So that's what he does. And, that's what he's doing with this.
My Republicans in Congress is what he said. Do not let vote every single one of these MFers out, because this is not just him. They're doing this in the middle of the night. Wallace said the bill they're hiding and voting on at 1 a.m. includes the last-minute $500 billion cut to Medicare. Yes, Medicare, not just Medicaid, Medicare. I mean, where's the media on this? I mean, the COVID vaccine, how many times have we talked, you and Jody and I, about COVID? Wobble says the FDA COVID vaccine shenanigans are actually untenable. What right have they got to prevent anybody from accessing health care that is proven safe and is available to the rest of the world? I pay through the nose through my health insurance. You're damn right I'm going to demand the vaccines I want. Well, we have yet to see how this works, right? Them limiting it to only people over 65 or with a pre-existing condition or whatever, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you watch. I mean, they were denying up and down when RFK Jr. was up for confirmation, denying up and down that he's anti-vax, denying up and down that he's going to ban vaccines. And here we are. They're just moving the ball a little bit further down the field, incrementally boiling the frog, as the saying goes. And this is just another move toward getting rid of vaccines that we need. And the horrendous part of about this, other than denying people the access to the COVID-19 vaccine, is the fact that they're continuing to demonize mRNA vaccines, which obviously is the kind of vaccine that the COVID vaccine is. And that is being developed now to cure all kinds of cancers. I mean, there are promising developments with mRNA vaccines for things like pancreatic cancer. And at the same time, the Republican Party, the MAGA Republican Party, the MAGA Congress, the MAGA White House is in the process of demonizing mRNA vaccines. They just, it seems like they're actively wanting people to just keel over and die.
We're going to go back to the COVID. I mean, we're going it's like a recurring nightmare. I just can't. And by the way, the media is still on not just the Biden book, but Democrats. Democrats are to blame. Oh, Democrats covered it up, blah, blah, blah. I mean, can I just say, this one, I loved a lot of it, but do something, blue skies. Some people need a painful dose of reality. Democrats didn't screw up their campaign or the election. The people did. Dems warned everybody explicitly exactly what was going to happen. The people didn't listen, and Dems were so right. Expecting Dems to save them after leaving them with zero power in Congress is a total abdication of responsibility. It's 100% the responsibility of the people to restore their democracy, and now it will take much more than voting. Do something. Thank you. It's just constant, whether it's Biden or Democrat bashing, is making me crazy, Bob. You know, it's just that's going to be the whole test for, you know, 2028, apparently, is making, you know, Democrats flagellate themselves on camera, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's one of the major reasons why we're here. The Jake Tapper book sidelines, I think, one of the most egregious reasons why we're in this fascist authoritarian government right now, which is that the news media continued to treat Donald Trump after January 6th, after the disaster that was his COVID response, after all the things, two impeachments, they continued to treat him as though he was just a normal candidate.
Yep.
Just a regular old Republican running for office. We're going to cover both
and
sides
Tapper,
and draw these false equivalences.
He was writing this hit piece when he moderated that debate.
Yes, he was.
He was already writing this hit piece on Biden. I mean, the media just
agreed not to challenge Donald Trump on fact-checking or lies or anything like that.
And first of all, what do you mean Democrats covered it up? They pushed him out of the race after the media essentially pushed him out of the race. So, you know, everybody's got their own, like, sort of ego and agenda, I think, in this. And
then you roll into the mix the fact that CBS is in the process of essentially trying to bribe Donald Trump so they can go through with this merger. There was news about that out yesterday.
Except
it's
on the
phenomenal
other,
what's happening.
Right, on the other side, Bob, this one, somebody tweeted, "Wake up, America." So first the producer of 60 Minutes quit, now the head of CBS News quit. Do you see the pattern here? Or are you going to keep looking the other way? They are censoring the news. And that's why independent outlets like you are more important than ever. I mean, one last one.
And like you, especially.
Here's a book idea, Original Sin, How the Corporate Media Normalized a Corrupt Felon and Paved His Way to a Second Term. And that's why, you know, we were saying it just, please support Randy Rhodes' Substack. As I said, Bob, earlier, she's just revealed she has lung cancer. I mean, her whole journey, and that she wasn't screened for it, just like that Joe Biden obviously wasn't given this test that, you know, that, so I mean, there's so many things to talk about in terms of our healthcare system, right? Trump and Republicans are making all of it worse.
Right, and you may have mentioned on the show last week that I just had a colonoscopy, which is something that I strongly recommend if you're over 45 years old. don't just rely on the poop in a box test.
Yeah.
Get yourself a colonoscopy. It's a couple of days of discomfort between the prep, which they have tablets for now. You don't have to drink that awful liquid anymore.
Oh.
And then you go in and, you know, the drugs are lovely that you get during the procedure.
All right. You're talking to me because I am a poop in a box person. And I did pass it last time. I thought I failed it because I did it wrong, but I can't even do that right. But I passed.
It's slightly easier than trying to get your iPad to print.
I was like, oh, you're supposed to twist the thing and not. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's very complicated. I don't know how they tell anything from just sticking that wand in there and just putting it in the little bottle of fluid.
It's so nice.
I don't know. But yeah. But
you need
a
hazmat suit after that.
Yeah, I think it's just the colonoscopy is the surefire way to find out if there's anything going on there in the poop chute area. So,
yeah.
Strongly recommend. I don't know. I may be the only person strongly recommending colonoscopy.
Thank you. Thank you for your whole
colonoscopy.
Colon blow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your colon blow.
Colon blow.
Information.
Eat fiber. Okay. Yeah.
And we end on fart jokes, as Bob says.
Yeah, perfect. See,
all right.
That's perfect.
This is the brief pause in between when Jody Hamilton talks to me and then talks to you later and then talks to herself on her own.
I'm talking to him tomorrow.
That's right.
Not that we're a circle jerk of any kind, but okay. We love you, Bob Seska. You are
love
essential.
Love you, Stephanie. Talk to you next time.
All right, honey. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. You know what? How does Jody Hamilton have time to do every podcast ever made and also know about things like Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive? She's been doing it 20 years. She knew about Credo Mobile. They are more than ever, right? Who was the latest company? Oh, Target's earnings way down because they tossed out their DEI thing.
Yep.
People care about people that care about your values now, companies that stand with you. And Credo Mobile is one of them. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. You get to vote for which ones your dollars go to. You get great nationwide service, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And it's so easy. You bring your current phone, your current number. Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you type in the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
It's positively delightful.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Wow, we have really turned this into Girl Talk Central, the Girl Fort. This portion of the show brought to you by Chris would not be happy.
Oh, Chris
about
would have been so unhappy with that.
All the icky girl part information we just, okay. Listen, our point is we don't want to live in The Handmaid's Tale, do we, girls?
No.
No. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms. I mean, come on, you've seen it. One set of religious beliefs being forced onto everyone else, right? The nation's leading group of free thinkers, Freedom From Religion Foundation, FERF. Whether you've always been secular, maybe you left religion behind, hello, rearview mirror, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone, FFRF. They are defending our secular constitution, keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, 2511511. Text fees may apply. Here's how you fight back, America. This corporate media BS. Snacky Stacky, hiya, on Blue Sky, said, Dear Jake Tapper, I am not buying your stupid book, but courtesy of Stephanie Miller, I will buy this T-shirt to remind you that I'm not buying your stupid book. It is available at stephaniemiller.com now. Wayne in Kansas to torture Bella with more ticket concert ticket prices from the 70s.
Oh, my. Actually, this is only back in 2004, 2005 that okay. We went and saw up in Rushville, Indiana. It was my wife and I and my brother and his wife. But well, do you want to hear the story about the cheap tickets, or do you want
yes.
to hear the what we did while there, or do you want to hear about that I just got back from yesterday getting staples out, now I'm driving again. I'm over the road truck driver. I'm driving again right. after just getting cancer removed from my back.
Oh.
I relate to everything you guys have been talking about today.
All right, but just go
long-time
ahead.
Listener,
torture Bella with the ticket price. Anyway. What was the ticket price?
Okay, so, well, the prices, we actually spent $37, I believe it was, for a piece on the ticket. Ooh. And then got there, it was a bunch of sod that had just been freshly put down. And I was walking down to go to the adult beverage center, and... Because we were up on the hill, it's kind of like a big bowl,
right?
And we were up on the hill. Everybody brings your own, brings a blanket and lawn chairs and stuff like that at these concert. Well,
we're not getting to the end of your sod
story.
Darn
it.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that the point of the Doge layoffs was literally to cause federal employees trauma? The truth comes out. We discuss next at 4 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, Mike Dubusky. They're still at it. The House Rules Committee meeting for more than 8 hours today, gaveling in at around 1 o'clock this morning, debating whether to further the GOP tax plan. It all comes as we're also learning Jerry Connolly has died of cancer. The 75-year-old Democrat recently stepped down from the top Democratic role on the House Oversight Committee. The House chamber holding a moment of silence after learning of his passing.
Oh, no. To stop and say a prayer for his family.
It also changes the math in Congress somewhat. Republicans now hold a 220 to 212 edge over Democrats, making a majority 217. That means Speaker Mike Johnson can afford just 3 nay votes when passing legislation. More than 65,000 people from Missouri to Georgia are without power today after severe storms. This is ABC News.